You're listening to The Music Show on RN, and it's time to talk about mission songs. The Songs Back Home is the title of the CD, songs collected and sung by Jessie Lloyd. She collected them on Christian missions and at settlements and native camps where Torres Strait Island and Aboriginal people were taken to live early in the 20th century and not so early in the 20th century as well. We'll find out all about this after we've heard an example of one of these songs. This is called The IREX, and you'll find out what that's about after we've heard the song.
When the IREX sails away,
song called The IREX, and it comes from the Songs Back Home Mission Songs Project, and that was Jessie Lloyd. And I'm delighted to say that Jessie Lloyd joins me now on The Music Show. Welcome to The Music Show, Jessie. Let's tell us about the IREX before we go any further.
Yeah, The IREX is an old song that I learnt off my family, and it's about a boat that used to sail from the mainland of Queensland over to Palm Island, just off the coast of Townsville. The old people on Palm Island used to sing songs when a lot of people and children were removed under the Aborigines Protection Act. This was the boat that they were travelling on. So this is the song that they would sing to say goodbye to their loved ones.
It sounds so beautiful, and it's one of those songs that you can't sort of listen to without swaying, and that it should have such a sad, dark origin. It seems almost hard to believe when you listen to it.
That's true, and I think it's beautiful because it shows the sentiment of what was in people's hearts at the time, during those times, you know, of just wishing their loved ones well and hoping to see them again. So, you know,
yes,
a bit of hope in there.
Yes, that's right. Listeners to Radio National might well have heard you talking to Dan on Away about this project. But for those who haven't, maybe you could take us back to the beginning of it and tell us how the Mission Song Project began.
It began with the IREX, and a couple of my aunties were singing, and they go to church, so they usually sing hymns. And this one time they sang a song that wasn't a hymn, and I was curious as to what it was, and they explained to me it was a song that, you know, the old people used to sing. And I started getting really curious about what our old people were singing on the missions or on the settlements, Aboriginal settlements. My family is quite musical family, so I figured there'd be other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families that would have had these kind of songs over multiple generations from other reserves, or, you know, so. And then I just thought, oh, well, I might as well go and start having a look for them, and so began the Mission Songs Project.
Right. And your family comes, or your grandparents come from Palm Island, don't they?
Yeah, well, they come from Palm Island. My nana was sent there when she was a child, and my grandfather was born there. He was the first child born on Palm Island on the settlement when it was set up in 1918.
So this
But his father was from Torres Straits.
Right, okay. But your family then is an important part of the history of that place.
Yeah, I think we're sort of one of the old families, the old original families when the settlement was set up. I mean, a lot of people and a lot of families were sent to Palm Island over the next 60 years, but ours are one of the sort of the older ones.
Now, the songs, as you say, I mean, you were talking about your aunties singing hymns, and obviously songs like that, Christian songs, would have been a big part of the repertory of the missions. But these are the songs that you've collected, and the hymns don't need to be collected, the songs that you've collected are almost like a kind of folklore, aren't they? I mean, in some cases we don't know who composed them. They're anonymous songs.
Yeah, definitely. I've been looking for the songs that people were singing after church. Also, you know, it was the missionaries that could have introduced people to the Western instruments and taught them how to play, and then people kind of went their own way and sort of wrote stuff as they went on in life. I like to compare it when, you know, sort of when the Africans were taken to America and they were kind of severed from their cultural practice, and out of that came the blues and jazz and hip-hop and so on and so forth. And I kind of compare it to Australian history when our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people weren't allowed to practice culture or talk in language. And out of that came mission songs, I suppose.
Yeah, but the stylistically, the songs are, well, we just heard what would pass for a Hawaiian song if you didn't know any better. And there are country and Western style songs as well. So the style of the music is kind of borrowed, isn't it? But the words are often quite searingly strong and very simple too. And the songs travelled.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that was adopted was the musical styles. The good thing about this project is you see them, even though the people are singing in English and playing on Western instruments, there's a lot of similarities in terms of traditional singing styles or song traditions are still maintained, even though musically the style of the genre is different.
And names change as well as the songs travel. I mean, you talk about, Archie Roach, who's sort of one of the patrons of this project, his grandmother's Hopkins River song.
Yeah, Hopkins River from down at Framlingham Mission down in Warrnambool, southwest Victoria. That's a good example.
Oh, the song being adopted.
Yeah, when people travelled and moved, they sang that song and they just changed the name of the river, wherever they were. The IREX was another example. I heard a version of the IREX up in Thursday Island in the Second World War when Thursday Island was evacuated. The boat that people were evacuated on was called the Melbourdia. So they sang When the Melbourdia Sails Away, and this is probably, I don't know, maybe about 10, 15 years after Palm Island was singing it. Same with Yarraba. They just changed the name of the boat.
We're going to hear another song, and this one is actually one of your grandmother's, Alma Gaia. I should have mentioned that your father is Joe Gaia and is responsible for the album artwork, apart from anything else. Tell us, though, before we listen to Down in the Kitchen, a little about this song.
Down in the Kitchen is a cute little song that my nana would always sing to us, always at Christmas concerts. That was her little item. And it's a funny little song about when she was a little girl taken to Palm and on the dormitories, and they didn't have much food. And, you know, she'd always sort of make jokes about those times. And this song is a good example of how those kids made light of tough times, and it was always sort of a funny, comical thing.
So it's a survival technique, really.
Definitely.
Down in the Kitchen, and that's Jessie Lloyd from her album The Songs Back Home, Mission Songs Project. And I'm talking to Jessie Lloyd on today's music show about this project, which I suspect has a long way to go, Jessie.
I hope so. I really feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
It's important, isn't it? I mean, we've got a lot of information, not enough, but a lot of information now about traditional music, but this is as you say, it's related to traditional music, but it's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, I guess as an Indigenous artist myself, I think it's more relevant to modern Aboriginal culture. And, you know, people might say, well, what is that, you know? Well, these songs are a part of that. It's what people like myself and my families, we sort of practice this kind of stuff daily. You know, we sing these songs often, and when we speak Aboriginal English, it's, you know, it's different to the traditional culture of pre-colonisation. So it's more relevant now, I think.
Yeah, and also you've still got people in your families who had these experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's real.
Very real. Yeah.
Tell us about Mick O'Donovan's song, Outcast Half Caste. Seems an extraordinary song, and again, it's another especially cheery little number when you listen to it.
Yeah, oh, this is probably one of my favourite songs. A good friend of mine, Emma Donovan, she's a singer, artist, and I was telling her about Mission Songs Project when I first started, because I know her and her family, the Donovans, are a musical family, and she was sharing a story about her Nan and Pop. They were from North New South Wales, and they used to travel around back in the old days singing for everybody and holding sort of events and raising money for funerals and, you know, travelling around. And this is a song that her grandfather, Mick O'Donovan, wrote with another lady by the name of Mary Duro. Now, I think Mary Duro wrote the lyrics, and and Mick O'Donovan put the music to it and made it into a tune. Yeah, and it's a cool song about some, you know, somebody who was of mixed heritage, who didn't feel welcome in either camps, and titled it Outcast, Halfcast. And, of course, halfcast isn't a word that we use nowadays, but back in the day that's how it was.
Yeah, indeed. And we're going to, when we get to the last song, we have half cast dances as well, but we'll come back to the, to that subject. Let's squeeze in Outcast, Half Cast.
I met a lad the other day, his name I do not know. When I asked him where he came from, he answered soft and low. Just an outcast and a half-caste in this town. There's a tribe that doesn't want me, and the white man turns me down. Say I'm just an in-between, I'm neither white nor brown. For I'm just an outcast and a half-caste in this town.
I can never dance the corroboree or chant like all the rest, or enter into adulthood with the markings on my chest.
I can never go to parties or stand amid a shout. The brown man doesn't want me, and the white man turns me out.
I'm just an outcast and a half-caste in this town. There's a tribe that doesn't want me, and the white man turns me down.
Tears as I heard his tale of woe. My mind then wandered through the years to the days of long ago.
Before this town accepted me, I was so sad and blue. For I was just an outcast and a half-caste too.
I'm just an outcast and a half-caste in this town. There's a tribe that doesn't want me, and the white man turns me down. They say I'm just an in-between, I'm neither white nor brown. For I'm just an outcast and a half-caste in this town. They say I'm just an in-between, I'm neither white nor brown. For I'm just an outcast and a half-caste in this town.
Outcast, Half Cast. That's a song from the Songs Back Home Mission Songs Project. And we heard there the voices of Jesse Lloyd and Monica Whiteman, and also the pedal steel guitar of Ed Bates. And I'm talking to Jesse Lloyd on today's music show. There's another example of this wide range of styles. I guess they reflect the pop music of the times, do they, Jesse?
Yeah, I think so. I think also the you know, the different industries that our people were working in, whether it was sort of on the stock routes or the pearl luggers or cane fields.
Mm. And what they heard.
Yeah, what they were listening to. I mean, I think a lot of the musos back in those days were playing popular songs from the radio anyway, because they liked them.
Yes. When you use traditional music, traditional Aboriginal music, I mean, you have to be tremendously careful about getting the right permissions even to listen to certain bits of music. What about with this? Because this isn't traditional. Do the same sort of protocols apply?
No, I haven't put any sort of thing like that with these songs. For me, they're public. If anything, I'm encouraging people to hear them and to sing them. Actually, in the CD, there's a little songbook in the booklet with the lyrics and the chords, encouraging people to sing along, because my hope actually is that, you know, maybe one or two of these songs can become Australian classics, alongside Waltzing Matilda, because it's very much a part of our Australian history. And to do that, I think, you know, we have to sort of share these songs and for people to take ownership of them themselves.
And you always had the blessing of the people who gave you the songs as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important for me to acknowledge them and also not to forget their stories and their voices, and the least I can do is to keep singing their songs, because a lot of these old songs are getting forgotten, and these important stories like Outcast, Halfcast, or the Irix, you know, we can't forget sort of what happened back in those days.
And so, there's more stuff to dig out as well.
Definitely, yeah, totally. I think there's a big treasure trove there.
Tell us about Fort Hill, because we'll finish with this and a touch of the Andrews Sisters as well.
Fort Hill is a song that I got from Darwin, and it's a song written about during the Second World War. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men had a job where they'd go out onto the coast and keep an eye out for enemy spies or enemy ships. And I think that was a pretty serious role at that time, because Darwin got bombed pretty bad, and I think there was a lot of pride in their duty. Then after, they had a half-caste progressive association, and they put on a regular social event called the Sunshine Club, and this is one of the songs that they would sing about going out and doing their eight-day shifts and trying to keep everybody in town safe during the war. So, and you can feel that, you know, that pride and that celebration in them doing their duty.
Yes, you can. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for being my guest on The Music Show, Jessie Lloyd.
No worries, thank you.
Watching the port Fort Hill, watching the ships go by, in case there may be something to do with the spy. Watching the port Fort Hill, knowing it's no use to sigh. They fought us to go before we get our leave. Watching the port Fort Hill, they fought us to go before we get our leave. Watching the port.
Watching the Port Fort Hill, and that, by the way, was Ian Grandage playing the piano there. He also plays piano accordion on this album. The album is called The Songs Back Home Mission Songs Project, and I was talking to Jessie Lloyd about it, and you can find all of the information you will need if you go to The Music Show's website. You're listening to The Music Show on RN, and by the way, Jessie's next performance is at the National Folk Festival in Canberra over Easter, and then she goes on to be artist in residence at Campbelltown Art Centre for a couple of weeks, where she'll be working on a major performance about the Palm Island strike of 1957.